You are about to hear a message preached at Church One on the Gold Coast. To find out more about Church One, visit us on the web at churchone.com.au. And be sure to subscribe to these podcasts so you don't miss out on any new messages as they are available.
Oops. Well, we have a short time. Now we're going to just spend some time in God's presence and at God's feet, amen, as we come to the Word. You know, I'm just going to continue with what God has actually been doing tonight. And I want to thank the Lord that, Lord, you are here. I thank you, Lord, that you are listening to every single heart this night. And Lord, I want to thank you that, Lord, you consider, Lord, all those things that, Father God, that we put up before your throne and we say, Lord, I want you to help me in this way and that way and something else, Lord. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you already know the answers to every question that we ever have. And I thank you, Father God, that you have even prepared things beforehand, ready, Lord, to meet our needs, Lord. We only have to come to you, Lord. And as we've been doing tonight, Lord, I just want to thank you for that and give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. Well, I just want to take us to a psalm tonight, to Psalm 77, if you would come there with me, please. Psalm 77. Amen. Now, I'm still a paper girl, as you notice. Okay, I still have this one. But if you have your electronics, please, that's fine. As long as, it's Pastor Ted said this morning, that it's tuned into the Word of God. Amen. And I found here, you know, that sometimes we don't know how to prioritize the things in our life and the things that we need in our life. We don't know how to prioritize what we're doing. It's like we become even confused because there's so many things that are in our life right at that moment and so many things that we don't know what to put first, and we don't even know how to center ourselves on God sometimes. And so we get confused, and then we come and we say, oh God, we need a breakthrough. Amen? And this is what we did tonight. We came and we said, God, we need a breakthrough. And that's a good thing because we have to first of all start in his presence. Amen? Now, a psalmist wrote this. It wasn't David. But it was written, and it said in verse 1, I cried out to God for help. Amen? Wonderful place to start, isn't it? I cried out to God for help. Not to our pastor, not to our friend, not to our mother or our father or our relative or our workmate or anybody else, but to God. Amen? Why do we leave him to the last? Yeah? You know what? I slipped over yesterday and I sprained my wrist. And, you know, running around and I'm thinking of the pain because I was going through a lot of pain with that. I didn't even get up for the first 5 minutes. And I was feeling the pain. And every time I did something, I concentrated on the pain. And do you know what? That's not what I should have been doing. I should have been doing what I eventually did and said, Lord, please take the pain away. Please make me well again. Hello? I haven't seen you for a while. Just Lord, I just want to focus upon you, but I've been focusing on the pain. And how often is that exactly what we do? And so God says, I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me when I was in distress. Hallelujah. You know, God is priority number one, and he's really the only one who can help. But we leave him as second. You know, and then in distress it says, when I was in distress, I sought the Lord. At night I stretched out untiring hands and would not be comforted. You know, it's talking here about earnestly seeking after God, not just a quick arrow prayer where we say, God, help. I mean, we have to use those sometimes, but they're earnestly seeking after God for what he is wanting to show us and what we are needing right at that very moment. So how long has it been since you've been earnestly seeking after God? Sometimes we hop into bed at night and we're ready to go to sleep. You know, perhaps we've read the word, which I hope we have done, and then we're going to sleep and we're perhaps saying a few final words to him. But, you know, it's so very easy just to give him the list, isn't it? Rather than, you know, just saying, Lord, there is this thing which is is earnestly in my heart, Lord, that I want to pray for. But you're so tired and you're slipping off to sleep and you don't even get the words out. You know what? Sometimes if we jumped out of bed instead of, you know, positioning ourselves on our pillow, we might find that we would get through that prayer a little quicker. So he's worthy of diligently seeking us. But it takes work. Do you know that prayer sometimes is work? We actually have to get up and do it. We actually have to position ourselves. And thankfully, you know, we are a prayer church. We are a church who prays. We have enough prayer meetings for everyone to take advantage of that. And so we should. But, you know, there is a cost. There's a cost to every one of those prayer meetings that we have to pay. Stretch out untiring hands. Our souls refuse to be comforted sometimes. But go past your soul. Die to self. Amen? Die to self, because the soul will always keep you in despair. You have to allow your spirit to rise up inside you and seek after God. And you will find him when you seek him with all your heart. Amen? I want to read from verses 3 through to 6. I remembered you, God, and I groaned. I meditated, and my spirit grew faint. You kept my eyes from closing. I was too troubled to speak. I thought about the former days, the years of long ago. I remembered my songs in the night, and my heart meditated, and my spirit asked. Remember God. Remember what God has done for you. Focus upon him, not upon the issue at hand, not upon the pain that you're going through at that particular time. Remember that, you know, his importance, you know, is to me, should be something which is so valuable that I feel that he is so important to me that I can put him first. But sometimes when we're crying out to God, you know, we can't even utter the words. They're not even there. I know when I've cried out for my son so many times that it's almost like, God, the pain that he's in, Lord, I just don't even have the words right now. I can't even find the words, Lord. I don't know how to pray for him right now because of what he's going through, Lord. And that's the time that I can feel the Holy Spirit doing something inside of me and bringing those groanings that can't be uttered. Amen. He says he will pray for us. He will pray at those times when we don't have the words to say. This is our God. This is the one who wants to answer your prayers. But he wants your focus. He wants your focus to be upon him. Sometimes it's helpful to go back over your life and think about the times that God has been there for you. That he's helped you, that he's brought you breakthrough, that he's brought you answers to your needs, to your very desires of your heart. You know, when we focus upon the good things of God, when we focus upon what he's done, our faith builds, doesn't it? Have you found that? That your faith rises inside you. And when you think about what he did in the past and you think, oh, God, that was such a wonderful time with you. Lord, I need that breakthrough again. Because I want to live and love and serve you, God, all the days of my life. Amen? But you know what? God has not changed. God doesn't change at all. Verses 7 to 9, he speaks about, will the Lord reject forever? He's felt rejection as he's writing this. Will he never show his favor again? Has his unfailing love vanished forever? Has his promise failed for all time? Has God forgotten to be merciful? Has he in anger withheld his compassion? No, because God has not changed and he will not change. He will not reject. He will always show his favor to his people. He will never lose his unfailing love. You know, it was almost like the psalmist was asking these questions, knowing the answers. But sometimes we might have felt that and our souls might be going along thinking, oh, God doesn't love me anymore. How can God love me? I don't hear from God. But you know what? If we know our God, if we really know and understand and love our God, you know, we have to tell ourselves that, no, that's not the God that I know. The God that I know has unfailing love for me. The God that I know will never leave me or forsake me. He will never reject me. He will always be there for me. He will always provide for me. That is the God that I know and love. And that is the God that I can go to with this issue. I can go to with this issue. And I can be found in his, and this last one, will his promises fail? What do you say? Will God's promises fail? No way. God's promises will never, ever fail. When you find yourself in deep despair because something is not happening for you, ask yourself who God is. Who is this God that we serve? Will his promises never fail? They won't. They will never, ever fail. And to this God, he goes on to say in verses 10 to 12, he says, then I thought, to this I will appeal. This is what I'll do. He's taken himself from distress to focusing on God, to rehearsing what God has done. And now he makes a statement and he says, to this I will appeal, the years when the Most High stretched out his right hand. Amen. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider all your works, Lord, and meditate on your mighty deeds. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you see the walk that this psalmist is walking right now? He's taking from this beginning of being completely distraught, crying out to God, and he takes the steps until he's finally at the faith level where he can say, you are my God, and you know what? I trust in you. I trust in you for everything, and I'm not going to give up, Lord. You know, can you imagine yourself right now in what you're going through? What part of the journey are you on? Yeah, what part of the journey? Are you at this to this God I will appeal? Because I like the last part as well. And this is 13 to 15, because I love it when we come face to face with God in something and we realize that this is the God whom we serve. But as we look upon God after we've walked through our distress, and as we look upon him, it leads us to worship. Amen? I do thoroughly, absolutely enjoy that, because he begins to say in verse 13, your ways, God, are holy. What God is as great as our God? When we begin to confess our worship of God like this, we are entering into the courts of heaven. We're entering into that place where we're going to meet with God, and God is going to bring us through. Amen? When you think you're struggling and you need to stand, you know, stand and worship. You are the God who performs miracles. This is worship, guys. You display your power among the peoples. With your mighty arm, you redeemed your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. Amen. Amen. And you know, the scripture then says Selah, which means think on this. You know, perhaps we're not thinking about what the Lord is doing in our life. Perhaps it's all got so much that all we can focus upon is the pain. Yeah? And we need to walk this walk. It's only going to take a few minutes. You've started it tonight when you've come to the altar and you've said, breakthrough, Lord. It's enough, Lord. It's enough. Reach that point of worshiping God. Can I have the musicians back, please? Reach that point of worshiping God and you're through. Amen. You're through. You know, we seek him first as the king I serve in his kingdom and his righteousness. This is the king that we serve. Amen. Would you stand with me? You know, so often we run around and we seek everything else. We look for genies. We look for little lamps that we can rub and you know, then we can make three wishes and we can have what we want. But we can't have genies. Genies don't exist. we have something so much better. We have our God. Amen? Hallelujah. So once again, you know, we've had some time at the altar, and that's been wonderful. But if you just want to, you know, as this service comes to an end, if you want to say, Lord, I want to press through until I come to that point where I'm going to worship you, Lord, and worship you from my heart. If you want to do that, then the altar is going to be open for you as we conclude this service tonight. But let's just pray first. Lord Jesus, Lord, we love you. You are our King. You are our Lord. You're our Savior. You're our Provider. Lord, you're our Comforter, our Strength. Lord, you're our Teacher. You're all things, Lord, that we need. Father, I pray, Lord, that our eyes would be focused upon you, Lord. Lord, that we would see the good things of our God. We would turn to the one who is able to help us, Lord. And Father God, that we would be able to reach that point as we honor you and praise you and adore you, Lord, in worship. That Father God, we would come to this point where we see that, Lord, that you have already done everything that we need. And we can just fall on our faces before you, Lord. So Father God, we give you all glory and honor and praise tonight. And Lord, as we're just going to worship, just worship for a little bit longer, Lord, in your presence. And Father God, just push through, just to push through in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just worship together. Thanks.
You have just listened to a message preached at Church One on the Gold Coast. To find out more about Church One, visit us on the web at churchone.com.au. And be sure to subscribe to these podcasts so you don't miss out on any new messages as they are available.